This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
There was the contact here with Sam Bennett in the second period while Florida was on a power play. And we'll give you a couple different looks of it, and we'll see if Department of Player Safety weighs in tonight and tomorrow. But basically what happened was he went to the bench for the next TV timeout. The next TV timeout, Stoller's come back to the bench and he starts vomiting at the bench. That's obviously when he comes out. Wool comes into the game. The Maple Leafs announced at the intermission he's under evaluation and would not return.
Elliot Friedman on last night in Toronto. The Leafs win game one, but they might have lost their goaltender in the process. And there's a couple interesting things here, a lot. I also learned something. We're going to talk to Owen about this in, as a goalie. So you heard all that from Friedman on Stolarz. Did you know that this is from Chris Nowinski, PhD, of the Concussion Legacy Foundation? He tweeted last night one of the highlights of Stolarz, who likely suffered a concussion on the shot from Reinhardt. Right?
Which was early.
Early. 5 minutes in the end of the game, he gets hit with the shot by Reinhardt, hits him in the head, and he says, here's what he tweeted, that 5 minutes into the game when he took a puck to the face that knocked his mask off, 25 seconds after that happened,
yeah,
he did a shake, which predicts concussions 72% of the time. Sometimes we see that in the NFL, a player, quarterback, they look for this. You get up and you shake your head like that.
Yeah.
That is often looked at as an involuntary, like you got your bell wrong, you shake your head. The shake actually is an acronym for spontaneous head shake after a kinematic event. That I learned. I did not know that. S-H-A-A-K-E. So he did a shake. And this is one spot where, again, the league is supposed to have neuroscientists and spotters.
Yeah.
Of all the positions where I would see that shake, and all the incidents where I would see that shake and think, that's just, he literally got hit in the mask, yeah, and he's just like readjusting his helmet. I'm not saying that he didn't have a concussion in that moment. Just for me, the layperson, that's one where I would not have thought a thing to see him shake his head like that.
Yeah, it's now this is doubly a place where I can really feel comfortable talking because this is where my sort of career took a turn.
Did you get concussed on a shot?
I did. Three or four times.
Okay.
And that shake, you know, I saw the same tweet. I was going to bring it up today, same as you. And I think it's a tough thing to sort of rely on as a sign.
Because you ever shake your head just to adjust your mask
100%,
without your hands?
All the time.
Yeah.
And so I think it's sort of circumstantial where, you know, he gets rung, and that was a hard shot. You know, you see the strap fly off the mask. That's always kind of a signal of, like, this was a real cannon right in the chin. And so I struggle to see the shake itself in a vacuum as a sign.
Yeah.
But when you combine it with the rest of the events after that, I think you can then extrapolate, okay, that was probably the shake, you know, acronym version rather than just a shake, I'm just adjusting my mask. Because I know from experience, those initial, a shot like that will ring you and you're like, oh, I don't feel great, but I'm not going to take myself out of this game. And obviously Anthony Stolarz isn't going to pull himself out of a Stanley Cup playoff game, game one against his former team. He's never going to pull himself.
Yeah.
But what it does do is it softens you up and it leaves you a lot more vulnerable to
the next one,
a drive-by elbow straight to the dome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. The drive-by elbow, we'll get to that in a moment. I'm responses to this tweet from the Concussion Legacy Foundation guys, a lot of people saying that's a goalie adjusting his mask. It's a goalie making sure it's, you know, does it fit? Is it staying on?
What right. That would mean, though, is to me that sounds like then is if that is an indicator of someone who has a concussion, and it also is a very real, reasonable thing that goalies do to adjust their mask, that means you will never be able to tell when it's the concussion.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is what happened here.
Right.
What could have happened here.
Which is,
was, okay, that shake, right, as Owen kind of said, that shake could have been the concussion shake.
Could have.
But we'll never know it because he's also wearing a goalie mask.
Right. I almost want to say, I'm trying to think, there was a play, didn't Allen in Houston, was it Houston, was it Baltimore? He did a head shake.
I think I remember exactly what you're talking about.
And we wondered if he had suffered it. He got evaluated. He came out. I think it's Houston.
He came out of the game.
He came out of the game,
right?
Got evaluated.
For like a minute.
The Bills got the ball back quickly. He goes back in. And yeah. I think there was one of those shakes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. That was Houston. He got smoked. He threw 100%. A ball down the field.
And
he was down. And like a lot of Bills fans
people
probably thought
he was
oh, no.
out on the turf very briefly and then
yeah.
up.
Right.
And again, to me, it's just a little different. When a quarterback, I've seen Tua has done the head shake. And it's a much, much bigger shake. If you're not watching the video, apologies, but this
episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Stolarz shake is a very, very small little, like I might do it to adjust my own headphones right now.
Right.
I'm not a professional athlete, just concussed by
I will though, like I'll add in, I seeing that tweet last night, I thought back and I was like, you know, obviously your memory is not going to be the best directly after you get a concussion, but I was like, do I remember ever having a shake like that? And I do know I used to get like a jitter. Where you'd get like a sort of a shiver down your spine and your head would shake like that. And I still have residual moments where I have that. And so I definitely think the two are connected, but it's not one you can really rely yeah. on in any meaningful way.
Is that shake that a goalie is doing with his helmet on without his helmet coming off? You know what I mean? Like, would he be adjusting his helmet like that by shaking his head because he got hit by a puck and he's still wearing his helmet? The helmet comes off immediately.
All the way off, right?
Right.
Right. So the helmet has come all the way off, and then there's a timeout. He puts the helmet back on and I assume readjusts his helmet, and then the shake happens after that?
Yes.
That to me is kind of like...
That's
such
me
a situation,
it,
yeah.
It could be less about adjusting your mask because you've already put your mask back on.
Right. Exactly. And although It's such a wacky, like, micro thing to zoom in on here that we're talking about, right?
But right.
I know.
Because like, what are you going to do? Just, you're going to take every goalie off the ice that gets hit in the head with a puck.
Right.
Like,
tough.
Because really, like, if your main goal is to prevent concussions, that probably is exactly what you should do.
But to my point about making him more vulnerable to that elbow, right? Like, it may not be the kind of concussion that is clear and obvious and that you see a guy's wobbling and he can't skate right. That is a, like, there's degrees of concussions here that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were definitely times where I got my bell rung and they would have definitely been classified in finger quotes as concussions that I just sort of plowed my way through. And that's not smart to do, but that's what everybody in that position would ever do.
Right. It's the sports culture.
Exactly. It's never going to change that way.
Yeah.
And so...
But so it's tough. I mean, like the most you could do then at that point is, you know, like in this instance, for example, you wouldn't take him off the ice and have a concussion. You could have the concussion spotter look for signs.
Right.
But at the minimum, maybe it's, hey, if you got hit with a puck in the head during that period, during the intermission, we're gonna check it.
Right, right.
And maybe that even happened. I don't know that it didn't happen. I didn't listen to Berube and whether he got asked that question. Because when's the Bennett elbow? That's in the
third
period, isn't it? So you could have had Stolarz checked during the intermission.
Right.
This is where concussions are so tough, though.
It's,
like,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Because you could even do the check, and
right,
you might
right.
not catch it.
Exactly. And then, you know, those head traumas just build, and they will compound on one another. Like that Bennett elbow probably in and of itself isn't a concussion on its own. But due
yeah.
to the shot sort of softening,
yeah.
that's what happens is you kind of build a susceptibility to a head trauma like that and a concussion. And so it got to be too much for that. For him to handle, and then you start throwing up, and that's immediately like you throw up after a concussion, you're at the hospital every time.
Yeah.
Like I had a few where I was, they just were like, you gotta go.
It's second impact syndrome, is what it's called.
Yep.
You can suffer it's a dangerous condition. You can suffer a second head injury before fully recovering from the first. And is it that it's more likely because it'll take less of a blow to be what hits you that second time?
Yep.
Because if we haven't even gotten to the Bennett elbow, which there are lots of people that are upset about the Bennett elbow. I'm in the same chair I've sat for a long time where I've been ready to suspend guys for the year for headshots. And I thought the Bennett elbow, I heard all about it. I log online. I take a look at it and I think, I don't think that looks like some sort of malicious headshot. And I know that these guys are so good at pretending to not do something and then do it.
And that's where he makes it tough
because
he's one of these guys that would try to make it look like he's not trying
Absolutely.
To do it on purpose.
He probably does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. He's on the edge all the time. He's one of these playoff hockey guys.
Right.
I don't think there's going to be a suspension from the Department of Player Safety at all.
I don't see them making any kind of meaningful, you know, judicial decision.
I'd be surprised.
Here. Really surprised if they take a game off of him. I agree with you, Jeremy. It doesn't look malicious. It doesn't look that, you know, intentional. But it happens, and he gets him right in square in the temple with his elbow. And the history of that player would suggest that it probably wasn't exactly an accident.
Yep.
It definitely wasn't something he did. You know, he didn't come into that game thinking, I'm going to try and nail Stolarz here, but what he might have done is I'm not going to shy away from him if he's out where I can get him.
I can remember Bennett. So Bennett's in the Reinhardt class, and we went to see him. I went to see him play
at
St. Catharines.
Did he play for Kingston?
He did.
Yeah.
He played for Kingston. I saw him play up there in a game at St. Catharines, and I remember feeling like, whatever, he's the same player in juniors he is now, which is back then he was supposed to be a top, you know, top three, top two prospect, and his career didn't really ever flourish offensively that way, but he's a heck of a player.
He's a great player.
He's a heck of a player. And he played like that in juniors, on the edge, like a lumberjack using his stick, hitting guys all the time. Just a real
sort of Zach Benson.
Just a menace.
Exactly.
Menace. So we'll see what the NHL does there. 803-0550, the latest on the Leafs and the Panthers. The Panthers lose the game, but they might ultimately win in the end if Toronto's down their starting goaltender. Jeremy and Joe, Owen's here, Josh is here. We're hanging out on a Tuesday. Chad Edeminisis at 8 o'clock on the Sabres, and maybe, you know, should they move that ninth overall pick? And what could be the path forward? How much do they have to do to, you know, be playing this time of year next year? We got that. We got some instant trivia coming up, and plenty more here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.